Time now to switch gears and talk about another big national story, the police-involved shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Kim Potter, the Brooklyn Center police officer who fired the fatal shot, has resigned. The police chief, Tim Gannon, has resigned as well. Just to recap, Potter shot Wright as he was trying to drive away from a traffic stop. She had apparently meant to fire her taser, but fired her gun instead. Joining me now for some insight, I have former director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Juan Perez. Juan, thanks so much for coming on this evening. You know, when you watch the body cam video, Potter clearly says taser twice, and then immediately after, you can hear in her voice the shock when she realized she had actually shot him. What are your thoughts on what you saw in that video?
Thank you for having me on, and thank you for even valuing my opinion at all. But, yeah, so you're right. From watching the video, I mean, this is just a video, so the investigation has to happen. But just from watching the video, certainly the officer acts in a manner that's consistent with the belief that she was about to deploy the taser, and that she had deployed the taser until momentarily after, when she tells her counterparts there, "I shot him," and you could tell she's in a little bit of shock as to what occurred. The other officers there were quite surprised. I don't even think in the spur of the moment there, in the midst of the struggle, I don't even think they heard the shot go off the way they reacted. But certainly it appears that way. But, you know, there still has to be an investigation and before, the trial by public opinion is occurring. There will be accountability in this case, and we just got to sit back and let justice do its job.
What is the protocol? What is the training for distinguishing between pulling a firearm and pulling a taser in a situation like that?
Well, look, I heard their chief, verify this, and certainly departments across America that use the taser brand electronic control device carry their taser on the opposite side of their handgun so that it's a cross draw, so that you know that you're going for your taser. And certainly when you're in training, it's quite easy to do that and go across your body, pull the taser. The feel should feel the same, but it is a trigger pull that sets off the taser. And it is possible, and it's happened before. It doesn't happen often, but it's happened before, where in the midst of a struggle, an officer will grab their weapon and believe it's a taser and pull the trigger on that on their firearm instead of the taser. So it's happened before, and it's something that certainly the taser company has which is owned by Axon, has tried to go through great lengths to avoid that confusion amongst officers. They've even changed the color so that they're bright yellow, so that they stand out. But again, in the middle of a struggle, the officer, unless they're very, very cautious, it could happen. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but certainly a tragedy, a life that was lost. It shouldn't have been lost. And what tends to me, in my opinion, is that, officers have gotten so accustomed to using tasers instead of hands-on just to avoid the confrontations that you pull the taser off and to subdue subjects. In this case, perhaps, we should have just gone with hands-on and not tried to use a taser. But that's, second-guessing. That's an after-the-fact, critique of the incident that the department's going to have to look at. As far as criminal charges, there may be some criminal charges that she's facing as well. Negligence, culpable negligence, manslaughter. There's a lot of criminal charges that she may be facing based on that mistake.
And then finally, real quick, the Virginia traffic stop of an Army lieutenant. I'm not sure if you've seen the video, but it's certainly gone viral over the past couple of days. Did officers in that incident go too far, especially the officer who's been fired?
Yeah, I've only seen bits and pieces of it. I'm not totally familiar with it, but from what I saw, certainly the situation escalated quite quickly when maybe some verbal dialogue should have been considered beforehand. And some of those situations, go in a direction way too quick, and where it leads to that level of force being used. Force has to be commensurate with the force being applied on you, right? It has to be reasonable and necessary. And in that case, it certainly did not appear that the force used by the officer was reasonable and necessary. Just from what I've seen, I don't know all the facts yet, but right. And I probably will never know all the facts. But you know, it's obvious that it looks like it should have never got to that point.
Juan Perez, former director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, with us to offer some insight into the shooting of Donte Wright. Juan, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.